Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
At this hour, police are still searching for the person who went on a slashing spree this morning before sunrise at a grocery store in Sunset Park. And in the end, one man lay dead, another is hospitalized, nursing a terrible gash on his face. 1010 Winds reporter Amanda Alexander on that investigation.
Police on the lookout for the person responsible for stabbing two people, one in the face, the other the torso. It all happened around 5 Thursday morning in front of City Fresh Market. It's a 24-hour grocery store. That's when police say some sort of a dispute happened before both men were jabbed. They were taken to NYU Langone Hospital. One died, the other stable. This investigation ongoing. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Brooklyn.
And police continue to talk with people there, and they're looking for video as well to try to figure out who the slasher is. Still no word on what led to the fight, which led to that death. Well, the Israel Day Parade is this Sunday, everybody, and security is going to be tighter than ever, you can imagine. The mayor and police commissioner gave the security briefing on it today.
The 78th annual Salute to Israel parade will march along Fifth Avenue this Sunday. Amidst rising anti-Semitic violence and demonstrations, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says,
in that threat environment, to be blunt, we are not messing around with security at this year's parade.
Tisch is marching as an honorary grand marshal. As for Mayor Mamdani,
and while I will not be attending, our administration has been preparing for weeks to ensure the parade is safe for all those who take part.
Security has been described as unprecedented. All participants and onlookers will be screened at 5 locations along the route. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, the NYPD is going to be very, very busy these next several weeks, as a matter of fact, with the World Cup coming in and everything. In fact, Commissioner Tisch put out a memo yesterday, we understand, telling the rank and file that they will have to do 12-hour shifts. Says, I'll pay for the overtime, but we got a lot of work to do, folks. Of course, you want to stick with 1010 Winds on the day, Sunday that is, for traffic on the one, so you can get around all of the street closures. Two men killed this morning in a crash in a bike lane on the Queensboro Bridge. This happened just before 8:30 a.m. Police say a 39-year-old guy was riding his scooter in the bike lane when he crashed into a 35-year-old man riding a bicycle. Both men were rushed to the hospital, but they did not make it. Both of them died. That crash is under investigation. A new class action lawsuit now putting renewed scrutiny on the city's Administration for Children's Services, ACS. Some families say the agency took their kids away when it just was not necessary.
The class action lawsuit says Child Services is abusing its power when it comes to emergency removals of kids. Those removals should only happen when ACS doesn't have time to get to court for approval. Legal aid attorney Melissa Friedman.
In 50% of cases in New York City, ACS is effectuating emergency removals. In about 25% of those cases, when they get to court to ratify that decision, judges say no, those kids shouldn't be removed.
Which is why they're filing the lawsuit. ACS is reviewing the lawsuit and says they're committed to keeping families together whenever safely possible. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul just got rid of an old-fashioned law that was still on the books, one that might remind you of Footloose.
Hey, come on, man. They're waiting to dance with us.
Okay, so follow along with me, everybody. Before today, a bar or restaurant that applied for a liquor license, they had to disclose whether dancing would be permitted inside, and the state liquor authority would consider that as a factor when reviewing license applications. Now, listen to me. We've seen some pretty bad dancing around here, right? But when people dancing would be the deciding factor as to whether or not the place got a liquor license, that's a little bit different. The governor says it was an antiquated restriction, you think? And getting rid of it will make it easier for businesses to succeed and for New Yorkers and visitors alike to just enjoy themselves at our restaurants and our bars and our nightlife. Some people enjoying it more than others, looking at others dance. Golly, where did we come up with that story? 1010 Winds AccuWeather this afternoon. We'll get times of clouds and sun. Breezy with low humidity, might be a shower or two in some places, especially north of here and towards Long Island. We'll get you a high of 76 degrees. We're already at 71. And then tonight, comfortable with patchy clouds and a low of 57 degrees. Boy, oh boy, got to prove that everybody's dancing well to get a liquor license. On a serious note now, had a deadly shooting overnight right outside a park up in the Bronx.
In the midst of this crime scene, scattered cups, alcohol bottles, even a boombox, police tape surrounding it all on Aqueduct Avenue, right in front of this playground, where 23-year-old Reyna Caceres was shot in the eye and killed around midnight. This man only lives about 100 yards away.
Yeah. It's coming. It's coming for sure. There's usually pumps open and listening to music, chilling, and then it makes me angry for sure. Like, why we gotta go through this? But I wasn't a part of it.
Initially, no arrests in the area here, also right by PS 91, where cops are reviewing surveillance footage. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in University Heights.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.